We're going to get started with our post-race media availabilities. We are joined by Kevin Harvick, driver of the number four, Busch Light Ford, one of our championship four drivers. We will open up to questions.
Tried something different. Was that really with the way the 19 and the 18 were? Was that really your guys' only play there late in the run?
Yeah, well, we just needed to do something different. You know, those guys, they were so much better than us on the long run. You know, really our best chance was to have a caution there at the end and never got one. So we just, you know, did something different, hoping for a caution. And that's what you're supposed to do in those late situations like that. So just do the opposite of the cars you're trying to race, and it just didn't work out.
Kevin, did you think you ever had anything for them at any point in this race?
On the restarts, I could do what I wanted to do, and you know, I could hold them off for 15 or 20 laps right there. And, you know, this race has come down to that every year. So you kind of play towards that, and they were quite a bit better than us on the long run. But, you know, we had a really good car for those first 15 or 20 laps on the restarts. It had a lot of speed, just never got to try to race for it there with a caution.
What happened on that restart where the 19 seemed to get, he seemed to run
I just spun the tires and he ran in the back of me and just got jumbled up.
Did you, is it fair to say that you were outnumbered from the get-go, or was it individual battles? Did you think you were going up against three guys?
Not really. You know, I mean, you race against the, it really turns into individual battles and you know, I would say that those guys are all racing for each other and trying to win a championship, so never really looked at it quite that way.
We're also joined by Martin Truex Jr., driver of the number 19 Bass Pro Shops Toyota. We'll continue with questions. Please raise your hand. Go back to Jacob.
Jacob Zielman, Speed Sport. Martin, you obviously had the little bit fresher tires than Kyle did coming down the stretch. I know traffic wasn't helpful, but did you feel like staying out and trying to use the fresher tires was going to be your way to get the win in the championship?
I didn't know at that point. I just did whatever Cole said. So, you know, he does the strategy. I just drive. And obviously it didn't work out. We were quite a bit quicker at the end, but we were just too far back. So. No chance.
Go to Jerry in the back.
Jerry Jordan, kicking the tires.net. Martin, for you, how tough is this to swallow, knowing that you had the fastest car throughout the day and a mistake, but you overcame that and then ran right there at second?
Yeah, I mean, ultimately, it was the loss of track position that bit us. You know, we restarted the third stage in third, and really wish I could have been either second or fourth. I got blitzed on the outside by the 20 and the 22, and couple of those guys, and then, you know, I had to just run the crap out of my right front to get back by them, and I got tight on that run, and it took me forever to just get by a few cars. So I lost a bunch of ground on that run because of, you know, getting tight in traffic, and then just was too far back to make anything happen, you know, the last run. So you know, ultimately it came down to track position, and, you know, it felt like if I could have been up front and controlled the race, I could have drove away from them. And you know, at the end, we were quite a bit quicker, but it was too much of a gap. So, yeah, it's part of the deal. You got to be perfect, you know. And one mistake, you know, probably cost us a shot at it. Yeah, I mean, you know, these things don't come around every day, and you know, second 2 years in a row definitely stings a little. But you know, the fact that we have one is still really a big deal, and it's hard to win these things. So, you know, congrats to Kyle and the 18 guys, and you know, it's a huge accomplishment just to get here, I feel like. And yes, sometimes you win, sometimes you don't. It just wasn't our day.
Go to Holly up front.
Holly Kane, the NASCAR Wire Service for Kevin and Martin. Were you at all surprised by the pace of the race tonight? I mean, there were huge gaps in between, and certainly, you know, even between first and second and third, and how many cars, you know, were on the lead lap, that kind of thing. Did the pace surprise you at all?
I mean, it didn't. My car didn't drive very well, and it didn't look like mine drove. It looked like mine drove a lot better than most of them. So, and there was no, you didn't see very many tire marks against the wall or anything like that. So I don't know. You know, just no cautions and nothing happening. So you just when that happens, you know, you just get spread out.
Yeah, I mean, I think the deal is with these cars, I mean, you start fighting handling problems and having to lift, and you just lose so much time to a guy that can stay in the throttle. So it's all momentum. It's not surprising that it got spread out as it did.
Do we have any additional questions for Kevin or Martin? Go to the far right.
Tom Bowles from Front Stretch for Martin. I just was wondering if switching the tires had ever happened to you before or at any level. Is that something that's exceedingly rare?
Yeah, I've never had that happen. I've, no. I mean, I don't even know what to say, no. It doesn't drive good with the left front and the right front, though, I can tell you that. It's very tight.
All right, guys, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you.